Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold like their madre, the youngest one in curls. Hey! Here's the story of a cat named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. There were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when that lady met this fella, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch that this group would somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Cindy, it's a stupid game anyway.
Hey! Just shut up and give me back my Indian suit.
Gotta catch me first. Nah, nah, Bobby's a loser. Bobby's a loser.
Shut up, baby talk.
Have a nice day at work, honey.
Okay, Carol. Bobby! Cindy! Those damn kids are always leaving their toys just lying around. Someone could trip on those Chinese checkers and break their head.
Well, I'll take care of it. You better get going, or you'll be late to work.
Okay. Bye, honey. Damn kids.
Yoo-hoo, Mrs. Brady! Whoops! Oh, my.
Why, Alice, I think you broke your head. You better go to bed.
Oh, dear. Now I'll miss bowling with Sam.
Like, this is my new boyfriend, Harvey. You know, the one who likes bugs.
Oh, yes, I remember.
People my age are like people who were 21 when you were young. And people like Marsha are like 3.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, Mom?
I think he's stupid.
Parents just don't understand.
Are you smoking a cigarette?
What cigarette?
The one hanging on your lip.
Oh, what all that got there?
Don't you play dumb with me, young man.
Well, Mom, that really hurt.
Just shut up and go to your garage. How was Susie Winter's party, Peter?
Terrible. They said I don't have any personality.
Well, I don't blame them. Anyone who walks around with a bag over their head is a little weird. Go to your room.
Is it all right if I bring home one of my friends, Mom?
Sure, Jan.
Good. Mom, meet Bessie.
Mm. Jan, what's that?
The cow.
I know. It's one of your practical jokes. Well, get rid of it.
Oh, all right. Hey, Pete. Why do you have a bag over your head?
Shut up. I don't have any personality.
Bobby's a loser. Bobby's a loser.
Shut up, Cindy.
Hey, Pete, why do you have that bag over your head?
Shut up. Just shut up. Oh, no. Mom's favorite vase.
Mom always said, don't throw Cindy downstairs.
Alice, there's someone here to see you.
Hi, Alice. It's me, Sam. I was just bringing these frozen frog livers over, and Mrs. Brady told me about your accident.
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry I broke my head. Now I won't be able to go bowling with you.
That's okay, Alice. Matilda Shaboom said that she'd go as my partner.
You mean the star stripper down at Sleazy Sly's Topless Bar?
Yeah. think that's where she said she worked. Oh, well, take your time getting better, Alice. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing.
Here, Harvey, would you like a cookie?
Surely, Marcia.
Oh!
What's wrong, Marcia?
There's a big, hairy, blocky spider crawling around in the cookies.
Mmm, my favorite. This isn't a real big, hairy, blocky spider. It's a fake.
Oh, sorry. It must be one of Jan's practical jokes.
That's okay. It just needed a little salt.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mr. Phillips, Mike's boss. I just wanted to know if it'd be all right with you if I give you and Mike a ride on my beautiful new yacht this weekend.
No way, you fat jerk. I wouldn't be caught dead on your barnacle barge. Stupid Jan and her practical jokes.
Hey, Greg, what are you doing out here in the garage?
Mom caught me smoking, so I'm building a surfboard out of my guitar.
But Greg, how are you going to write any of those great songs like Sunshine Day and Keep On Moving and Time to Change?
Shut up, loser.
Hey, Jan, where are you going?
To Susie Winter's party.
Oh, yeah, well, nice hair.
Oh, shut up. You don't even have a personality.
Yeah, I also don't have a large furry black thing on my head. Ha ha!
Shut up, the wig. Makes me different than Marcia and Cindy.
Oh, I get it now. It's one of your practical jokes. Ha ha! Well, it's pretty funny. Ha ha ha!
Shut up. I'm serious.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, I hate you. I wish I was an only child.
Bobby, since you never win anything, I decided to go out and get you this trophy. Here.
I don't want that trophy that says Bobby's a loser on it.
How did you know it was written on it?
Because it peaked.
Oh, well. Jan!
Yeah, Mom?
Jan, get that stupid wig off your head and come here. Now, I want you to take this trophy to the trophy store and have them write this on it. All right?
Okay.
Michael, what are you doing home so early?
Mr. Flips fired me because he called his boat a barnacle barge, you idiot.
You mean that really was Mr. Phillips?
Yeah, you dope, but he said he'd give me another chance. He bought a pool table for me. It should be out in the garage by now. Said that if I let him humiliate me in front of all my co-workers by letting him beat me at pool, he'd let me have my job back.
Oh, well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Cindy. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, no! Cindy's got the sniffles! I better spank her. Oh, no. We better call an ambulance. Get an ambulance over here right away! She's over here! Get her to the hospital, quick! She must be dying!
Well, she'll be gone for a while.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Well, don't stick it up, because Alice is in bed with a broken head and can't clean it up.
Oh, all right.
I've got a surprise for you. Oh, here's your trophy. And here's your surprise.
Mm.
Oh, no, not that cow again. Come on, Missy, up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she's going to spend the night, keep her in Cindy's bed. She won't be here tonight.
No, she likes your bed better. She always likes brown beds best.
But my bed's white.
Not anymore.
What?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Bobby, here's a new trophy for you.
I said I didn't want it.
No, this is a new one. Here, read it.
Bobby's the best, most wonderful, lovable, cutest, best little loser in the world.
Ha ha, Nugget, out of here.
Here, I don't want your stupid trophy.
Ow! Little brat.
Oh, excuse me.
Michael, really? I thought you were the cow for a minute.
Cow? What cow?
Oh, the cow sleeping in our bed tonight.
What?
Oh, it's Jan's idea of a practical joke.
Why, that little...
Michael, you wouldn't want to sleep in our bed anyway.
Why not?
Well, the cow has already been there, if you know what I mean.
Jan!
Yes?
Go to your room.
Oh, I don't care. Have a fake fly anyway.
Michael, I have something to tell you.
What?
I love you.
Oh, God.
That's another one of Jan's practical jokes.
Hey, Greg, what happened to your stupid surfboard?
This pool table just got here. So I threw it away. Gee, I'm great at pool.
Oh, yeah? I bet I can beat you.
You? You're the biggest loser in the world.
Yeah? Well, I bet you a date with your girlfriend in the convertible to the drive-in against me shining your shoes for 6 months that I could beat you.
You're on! Hey, you got them all in on the break.
Ha! Pay up, buddy. This Saturday night, Sharon, the convertible, lots of pizza and popcorn and soda, the dumb cowboy flick. Be there. I'll be waiting with my umbrella.
I don't believe it. The loser beat me.
Oh, hello, Mr. Phillips. I'm so glad you could come over tonight.
Shut up. Where's your husband? I want to beat him at pool right away. And you better have a gourmet dinner ready when we're through, too.
Now, just wait a minute.
Ah, Mr. Phillips.
That's Phillips, damn it.
Right. Why don't you come back here? Pool table's in the garage.
Good Lord, Mike, this garage is useless. A complete waste. It has no door and the walls aren't even complete. What do you do when it rains?
Well, Mr. Flips, I never really thought...
Phillips, damn it!
Sorry.
And who the hell is that hood smoking back there in the corner?
Oh, that's my son, Greg. Hi, Mr. Phillips. Hey, do you think maybe I could get a job working for you? I'm saving up for a car that I saw in a CarSport magazine.
I doubt it, punk. Okay, Mike, let's play.
Hi, Dad. What you doing?
Who the hell are you?
My other son, Bobby.
Oh, the loser.
I could beat you at pool.
What?
Bob, why don't you go mow the AstroTurf or hang from the swing set till you grow 6 inches or save Pete's life or break a teeter-totter record or write a report on Jesse James or something?
Hold on, Mike. I'll take this little tyke on, and if he loses, you lose your job for good. Come on, kid, you break.
Okay, but if I win, I get a billion pieces of gum.
All right.
Go.
I don't believe it. He won. He got them all in on the break. Bobby's a winner.
Why, Mr. Flips...
Phillips, damn you!
Right, it seems you dropped the table on Bobby.
Yes, I'm afraid he's dead, sorry.
That's all right.
No, Mike, I feel somehow obligated to repay you. Here's tickets for you and the rest of your family to go to the Grand Canyon, Kings Island, and Hawaii.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Flips. Carol will really be surprised.
Phillips.
It's too bad Bobby died.
Yeah, but at least the rest of us get to go on this great trip.
Yeah!
You're right. And he did die a winner, not a loser.
Yeah, he did die a real stinker, though.
Now, Greg, you know I don't like that word. Come on, kids, let's sing some road songs.
Mom, that's retarded.
Shut up, Pete. You don't have a personality still. Oh, no. Cindy's got the sniffles again.
Jan, get that cow out of here!